Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Sarah Heiner joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with only limited success. Sarah, thanks again for being here. BottomLineInc.com is the website. BottomLine Personal is their twice monthly publication. Their yearbooks are there. Her blog is there. It's a great trip, folks. You'll love what you find there, and you'll thank me later. Sarah, tell us about BottomLine.
Well, I'm so sorry, though, that you said I only have some success with restoring chaos.
Well, you try. You try, but it is me, after all, you know.
Well, so that's it. Yes, you are a powerful force. No, BottomLine actually is all about restoring order out of chaos. We're all about giving people information that is not only trustworthy and fact-checked and double-checked, fact-checked from the top experts, but that it's action-oriented. It's not just the headline of there's a new vaccine out there. It's what do I do about it? What are the considerations? What are the questions you need to ask so that you can make the right choice in your life? Because everybody's life is different. Everybody's circumstance is different.
Yep.
So we try to give them as much information as they can of what do they do about it.
BottomLineInc.com. Check it out, folks. You'd be glad you did. And subscribe to it, and you, as I say, you'll thank me later. Hey, Sarah, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going to be coming out about about dealing with the coronavirus, COVID-19, over the next weeks and months, maybe years even. I'm not convinced we're not going to see COVID-21 eventually, but one of the issues that we're going to be facing, and you alluded to it in a blog post, is the politics of all this. You know, if a vaccine comes out and we need the vaccine to create the herd immunity, what if people don't want to take the vaccine? You know, what do you do about people who won't wear masks? I don't like wearing the mask. Sometimes I forget the mask. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, this is because, like everything in our day and age, this has become so politicized, right? This did not happen for bird flu 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever that was. This did not happen. People ran around dealing with tuberculosis. They did, you know, that this is not the first time that a major illness has inflicted our country, but this is the first time that everybody, that we have
gotten hysterical about it.
We've gotten hysterical about it, and then every move, I mean, my daughter was in New York a couple weeks ago. She went on vacation for her birthday to her apartment in New York. She's been actually living at home with us. Anyway, she's walking up the street drinking a coffee or something, and so her mask is down. And someone shouts vulgarities at her because has her mask down.
What?
I mean, the ridiculousness of all this. Oh, by the way, if I walk past you, I was hiking last week, right? And the number of people hiking in the mountains, in the fresh air with a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the fresh air. And if I walk briefly past you, the whole point of how you get this is you have to have density of germs. So, you know, you need to be able to. So if I cough in your face, okay, fine. If I'm breathing normally and I just walk past you and we're 5 feet apart, so, you know, 5, 6 feet apart, you're not getting bathed in the germs.
Okay? Right.
So, but people are looking for the magic pill.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that I wrote my blog about, which is called Save Yourself First from Coronavirus and Beyond. You know, we all would like that we've become this kind of culture of someone's going to fix it for us. They're going to give us a pill. Vaccine is going to solve it. The treatment is going to solve it. All of that's important.
Several bullets.
Underneath all of it is what can you do to reduce your chances of getting sick?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our bodies are these amazing machines. If we give it the right fuel, if we treat it well, if we keep it tuned, your immune system protects you.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctors aren't talking about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about prevention. They're not talking about building. You know, we have this culture of got a problem, give it a pill.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been what the medical the doctors have been trained into. Got a problem, give them a pill. And there's so much.
But do you see some kind of coercion coming down the road. I had a guy on last week who talked about the politics of this, and he sees a situation where the government might mandate people have to take the shot or pay them. He said maybe that will pay them to take the shot. What do you think?
I don't see how they can force people to take a vaccine. Honest to goodness, I don't see how they can do that. And the other thing, keep in mind, yes, I'd love a vaccine too. The flu vaccine is only on average 50% effective.
Right.
And it takes many years to thoroughly test
it. And it changes every year. They have to get a new one every year. Sometimes it doesn't work.
For the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
And they don't fully understand. They don't understand coronavirus's maturity
yet. We got to live our lives. Bad things happen.
I got to wrap it up.
I appreciate you being here. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. BottomLineInc.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.